leadership that finally stands up and says enough is enough.
He's young, charismatic, and a Rhodes Scholar who happens to be Muslim.
Who are you here for?
A sharp contrast to some who have held Michigan's highest elected office, an office Abdul El-Sayed once thought unattainable.
When I graduated college, Bill Clinton asked me why I was going to med school, and he asked me if I'd ever consider running for office, and at that point I thought that was off limits for me.
Off limits because of how he had been treated in the past.
I remember I was the captain of my football team, and I was a junior in high school, and the week after 9/11, you know, the games were canceled that week, but the week after we were back on the field, and I remember that football game for the first time, people were calling me names that I'd hear for the rest of my life, right? Raghead, go back to your country, Osama. The funny thing is my brother's name is Osama. I was like, you think you got the wrong El-Sayed.
But he could be the right El-Sayed to make history as Michigan's and the nation's first elected Muslim American governor.
That in pluribus unum, that out of many there can be one.
If he can convince enough voters to support him. While his faith and ethnicity have often fueled attacks from his political opponents, El-Sayed says Michigan voters have far bigger concerns.
They want to understand what it is that I want to do for them, and they will pay attention to whether or not I have listened first before I start talking about the things that I want to do. And so when people see that, they don't really care that your name's Abdul. They don't care that you pray like this instead of like this.
Times are changing for Arab Americans, says Osama Siblani, publisher of the Arab American News that serves the growing Arab American population in Michigan. But Siblani says the path to the governor's mansion will hinge on El-Sayed's overall appeal to Michigan voters.
When John Kennedy ran, you know, everybody thought this is the first Catholic that would he make it to the White House, and he did. When Barack Hussein Obama ran, they said this is the first African-American. Would he make it? Are the African-Americans enough voters to elect an African-American? No. But did he make it to the White House? Yes, twice. So is there a chance for a Muslim American to win the governorship? Yes.
El-Sayed is among several candidates vying for the Democratic nomination for governor in Michigan's primary election August 7th. He gained recognition as Detroit's top health official and seeks to lead a state still dealing with a water contamination crisis in the city of Flint that began during current Republican Governor Rick Snyder's tenure. Even if Democratic Party voters choose El-Sayed for governor in the August primary, he still needs to win enough support to defeat a Republican opponent in the November election in a state that helped Donald Trump win the presidency in 2016. Dan Fairbaugh, VOA News, Traverse City, Michigan.